भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणम्। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39 चैप्टर टाइटल्ड प्रहलाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विद प्रेयर्स। नाशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। My dear Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty. Being sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed, my mind is full of lamentation and fear, and it always seeks more and more money. Thus it has become most polluted and is never satisfied in topics concerning you. I am therefore most fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how shall I be able to discuss your activities? Purport. Here, Prahlad Maharaja represents himself as a common man, although he actually has nothing to do with this material world. Prahlada is always situated in the Vaikuntha planets of the spiritual world. But on behalf of the fallen souls, he asks how, when his mind is always disturbed by material things, he can discuss the transcendental position of the Lord. The mind becomes sinful because we are always engaged in sinful activities. Anything not connected with Krishna consciousness should be understood to be sinful. Indeed, Krishna demands in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha ishyami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. As soon as one surrenders onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna immediately relieves one of the reactions of sinful activities. Therefore, one who is not surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord should be understood to be sinful, foolish, degraded among men, and bereft of all real knowledge because of atheistic propensities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.15. Namam duskritino muda pradhyante naradama maya apritha jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. Therefore, specially in this age of Kali, the mind must be cleansed, and this is possible only by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In this age, the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only method by which to cleanse the sinful mind. When the mind is completely cleansed of all sinful reactions, one can then understand his duty in the human form of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to educate sinful men so that they may become pious simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nameva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyatha. To cleanse the heart so that one may become sober and wise in this age of Kali, there is no value to any method other than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prahlad Maharaj has confirmed this process in previous verses. Tvad Virya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. Prahlad further confirms that if one's mind is always absorbed in thought of Krishna, that very qualification will purify one and keep one purified always. To understand the Lord and His activities, one must free his mind from all contamination of the material world. And this one can achieve by simply chanting the Lord's holy name. Thus one becomes free from all material bondage. My dear Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty. Being sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed, my mind is full of lamentation and fear, and it always seeks more and more money. Thus it has become most polluted and is never satisfied in topics concerning you. I am therefore most fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how shall I be able to discuss your activities? Hare Krishna. So in this chapter titled Prahlada pacifies the Lord with prayers, in this verse Prahlada Maharaj is continuing his prayers. We all know that Prahlada has direct darshan of Lord Narasingadev. He is right in front of him, and in that state he is expressing his gratitude in his life. In all the previous verses, how he still remembers his spiritual master, because it's only because of his spiritual master that whatever happened is only because of him. So he is expressing that gratitude right in front of Lord Narasingadev, the Supreme Lord who is present. He could be directly talking about his relationship with the Lord, but he is more keen in explaining how his spiritual master saved him. So there are several verses glorifying the Lord here, right from his creation, his different energies. But here in this verse, very special, that Prahlada Maharaj is speaking as if he's a conditioned soul. We all know that Prahlada has transcended that state. We all know that how can there be fear in him when he has faced the most fearful condition in life. He has to face death, isn't it? Near death experience, and he has overcome that. And here he is speaking about that how his mind is uncontrolled. In this whole purport and this translation, one thing is very clear, that unless the mind is pure and controlled, we cannot take interest in Krishna conscious activities. So Prahlada is confessing here. Of course, in Prabhupada says in the purport, this Prahlada represents himself as a common man, although he actually has nothing to do with the material world. So he is speaking behalf of all conditioned souls, that exactly what happens to the state of our mind. So he is speaking about how there is anxiety, how he is sinful, lusty, sometimes happiness, sometimes distress, full of lamentation and fear, always greedy for more and more money. So these are all the pollutions. So in a helpless state he is asking, how can I take interest in these type of activities? So this is actually the state of all of us who are conditioned. It is said that the mind is the most powerful thing. Not only powerful, it is also very obstinate. It is also restless, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita. So unless the mind is purified, it is very difficult to even hear these subjects. What to speak about these subjects becoming interesting to us or appealing to us? Because our mind is conditioned to get attracted to many things of this world which are giving us some pleasure. So they drag us here and there, but not for these type of subjects. So the problem is in our mind. But it is also said in Bhagavad Gita that the mind can be your enemy But at the same time, the mankind, we are also our very good friend. So very good friend means it will take us in the right direction. Enemy means it will take us in the wrong direction. So mind is the cause of everything, one says. It can take us to hell or it can take us to the spiritual world. So if the mind is controlled and if it is pure, then it is our friend. So it is here again and again said that how the mind is the cause of our suffering. But same time, it is also said in Bhagavad Gita that if you surrender to Krishna, then all the sinful reactions of all our past lives, we don't know how many there are, millions of births of all sinful reactions which are tormenting us now, making us very difficult, isn't it? We can experience that when we sit for chanting. Chanting is one sense very simple. What you have to do is just hear the holy name. But is it very easy? When you sit for chanting, when you try to hear the holy name, the mind has all the problems except hearing the holy name. Why? Because there are so many sinful reactions, impressions in the mind, they come up and they give us all ideas about how to enjoy, what should I do, all the past things, lamentations, the insecure feeling, and then the planning for sense gratification, but not the holy name. So, but repeatedly, attentively chanting, that itself is the means, that itself is a solution to purify. So as it is said, Prabhupada hears, he says, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Mind is also compared to a mirror, and the mirror is covered with dust. So when we clean the mirror of all the dust, what we see is clear reflection of what we are. So similarly, if we clean our mind, then we will understand what is our relationship with Lord. And then these type of subjects, they become ecstatic, joyful. Then you want to hear more and more. So but hearing itself is an austerity now, but then it's a way of purification. The more we hear, the more we understand and we develop this. So the means, the end result, everything is same. So opportunity is there for everyone, whatever state you are in. So here Prabhupada says, if you surrender, of course surrender is not a very easy thing, it's a very difficult, but if one surrenders, he takes away in one stroke. You see sometimes posters are there where they say that the farmer's loan and all, they have taken some loan, you know, thousands of rupees, lakhs of rupees, and the government sometimes says that we waive off all your loan. It's a very good news for the farmers. No? The government says, okay, you don't have to pay back. So it's like that. All the sinful reactions, what we have done, it is there. But he says, just surrender to me. And you surrender, in one stroke he takes away everything. But he also adds one more thing. Do not fear. Ma sucha, do not fear. Why does he say that? Because he knows that we are very fearful. We are very fearful to give up some things of sense enjoyment. Correct? How can we surrender? Because you are fearful. If I give up this, what will happen to me? In the beginning when we are told that you cannot do this, what will I do? You should not go for movies. Can't go for movies? My God, how will I live? So Lord says, do not fear. Just surrender. So we all are fearful because we are attached to things of this world which are giving us some enjoyment. And we think if we give up that, what will happen? But the truth is, there is some higher taste, or some higher enjoyment, but that we cannot experience unless we give up lower enjoyment. So both are important. We have to strive for something higher with that faith, and with faith we have to also give up something, Lord. And that is surrender. So surrender not necessarily means that you, that is ultimate surrender, but even to accept the instructions, what the Lord has said. For example, in this age it is said, chant the holy name. It's an instruction. So we accept it, that's a sign of surrender. It's the beginning of surrender. So you surrendered, okay, accept it. So that is how it begins. But then, Prabhupada in the purport says, then why people are not doing that? Why are people not doing? In the beginning, when we come to know this knowledge, we become so enthusiastic. We want to go and tell the whole world. We specially think about why not go and tell the Prime Minister. You know what is truth in life. You know you are not this body. But then slowly you realize that that is not practical. It's not possible that because you have understood some truth that you speak to others, they have to accept. Why they will not accept? Prabhupada says here, which is said in Bhagavad Gita, there are four types of people who never ever accept, they will never surrender to Krishna. Who are these four people? In this shloka it is said, Namam duskritino muda pradhyante naradhama maya apritha jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. So there are four types of people, very difficult. One is muda. Now who is muda? We can ask ourselves, where do we fit in? Muda is a person, he is so busy working very hard. You ask him, no time. So busy. He thinks the end result of all life is to just earn and take care of this body. Morning to evening working very hard, no time. Lot of austerity also he goes through, but he is fully absorbed in that. Correct to call him a muda is right. He is compared to ass. Why is compared to ass? Because ass works very hard. But what it gets in return? Just some little grass. So same thing, a muda works very hard. And he may have a lot of money also. But can he enjoy that? Because he has no time to enjoy that. He's just happy just saving it. And not only that, there is a high chance that even if he wants to enjoy, he cannot enjoy because his body may not be cooperating with him. There may be some problem later. There may be some digestion problem. There may be diabetes. But that. So isn't it muda? You work, but then you cannot enjoy. How much can you enjoy? So for a muda, if you tell him, he says, no time. I have no time. So he is foolish. So who is the next person? He said, Naradhama. Who is Naradhama? Lowest of mankind means who? Well, this person may be very intelligent. He may be very cultured. But he takes happiness in something little more subtler than gross things. Maybe some intellectual discussions, poetry. Even after taking devotional service also it's possible you can become an Naradhama. Even after accepting. Because you accepted devotional service for some higher, some other own purpose in life. For example, someone already had some desire to learn Sanskrit. Then he sees that Radha Gopinath Mandir, there is a chance to go and learn Sanskrit. So once he learns Sanskrit, he understands Sanskrit, he thinks, now I am skilled. So why not go out and then impress people with my Sanskrit? Took up devotional service, but then gave up devotional service. For what? To accept something which was his. This is just an example. So he is also said that he is lowest of mankind. Of course, what to speak about all those people who talk about all intellectual ideas, the artists and so-called cultured people, they would never accept because their mind is contaminated with these type of desires. You go and tell them, unless there is causeless mercy through a pure devotee, you come in contact with him, and then that interest arises. Otherwise, not possible. But then there is one more person, third person, that is Maya Aprita Jnana. Now Maya Aprita Jnana means they are very well versed in scriptures also. Huh? Not only scriptures, of course, they may be scientists, they may be philosophers, they may be big intellectuals, but their understanding of the absolute truth is completely different. They think that it is an illusion, or they may think themselves as God, as we hear from Mayavadis. So it is said that their intelligence is stolen away, so they will also not surrender. And the fourth one is atheistic people, straightforward atheist. He just doesn't accept that there is something like God exists. He just denies, defies, he's envious, he criticizes, blasphemes, he would never accept. So all these type of things are obstacles in the mind. They are all because of sinful actions, the reaction. So unless someone accepts this process, you need faith, he will never understand. He will never develop any taste. He will never even have some inclination. So that is what Prabhupada is saying again, saying in this age, by chanting. This is the power of chanting. But anyone who takes to this process, cheto dharpana marjanam, the mind gets pacified, it gets cleaned, then this interest arises to understand this subject. So it is so simple. Otherwise, as it is said, one becomes bound to this material world. So mantra means the one which releases us from activities of this world. This mind which is absorbed in activities of this world. We are dragged, pulled here and there, just like those fences. Bhagavad Gita very graphically explains like those five horses. One horse want to go this side, and another horse want to go this side. Imagine what will happen to that chariot. The senses are here sometimes, here sometimes, here. So mantra means it takes that mind from that type of absorption. It takes it away. Tra means it lifts it up. So that is mantra. And what we are chanting is Mahamantra. So imagine the power of Mahamantra. It is not an ordinary mantra. Just attentively chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Your mind is taken away from all the materialistic activities and engaged in Krishna's act. Such a simple activity, but such potent, profound. The mind is so powerful, impossible by our own effort. But taking shelter of the holy name, it takes us out. And this way, our taste, our interest, our activities in hearing, seeing, acting becomes easy. So everything is in the mind. Very powerful. That is why many saints, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, would say, in the morning when you get up, you now please request the mind, mind, today please. Or you beat the mind with shoes, or you beat, take with what is that, chappal, and also jhadu, broom. This is so what exactly it means is the mind is tormenting us. This is our experience, right? I'm sure even now when you are sitting here, mind is giving ideas over the whole day. Now I had, after that I had to go there, or it is bringing thoughts about what happened yesterday. So powerful, mind. So sometimes you have to really beg the mind, or if it doesn't, to beat the mind. If it doesn't, then holy name. Oh, mind, mind, please. So by doing this, or A person becomes to cleanse the heart so that one may become sober and wise in this age of Kali. There is no value to any method other than the chanting of the Hare Krishna. So simple is the philosophy. So simple is the process. So only thing needed is sincerity and good association. We can control our mind. Otherwise, there are many munis who have tried to control on their own, but they have failed because you cannot do it. The senses are very powerful. Can remember any saint, any Vishwamitra Muni? So many years tapasya, such serious tapasya, but still that desires had not gone. So little tinkling of anklet, immediately everything came out. All his tapasya. He had controlled everything. Appeared he had controlled. But devotional service is not talking about suppressing. It is talking about purifying that same senses and mind. Because the nature of the senses is to engage in some service. You cannot suppress it. Suppression is not the nature. It needs some activities. But because it is contaminated, so it engages in these type of activities, but which leads to suffering. So devotional service means any type of activities we do, entering the temple, offering dandavat, folding hands, offering flowers, taking charanamrit, dancing, chanting, hearing, doing some seva. By this act, by this type of, because it is connected in service to the Lord, the senses become pure. So when the senses become pure, the same senses which were very wild, trying to drag us here and there, they are now our friends, and they enthuse us in increasing these type of activities. You develop some taste. So very scientific. You do this, this will be the result. So that is how we have an opportunity here to engage our mind, our senses, our hands, our legs, our body, everything in the service. So what will be the result? We will make progress, means our taste for hearing Krishna Katha will increase. And there is so much scope for service. Is there any limitation for service? Only this much service you have. I have any more service? No, service is over. Only this much. Finish. How much scope is there for service? Huh? Unlimited scope. Huh? Anything. Is there any, even right now, service? Unlimited. No one can say that there is no service. I want to do service, but there is no. There is enough scope for service. And it will never go. Any time of the day. So when opportunity is there, serve. So this way we make progress in spiritual life. Otherwise we get bound, and our human life, precious human life, same time also very temporary. Precious but temporary. That means there has to be some urgency. Not that kal karunga main, huh? That will never happen. So little urgency in this. So this is how Prahlad Maharaj in this translation is speaking behalf of all of us, that unfortunate I am that thinking about all my lust and anxiety and money and that and fear, and I am not able to. How can I speak? I have no taste. This is the state of conditions. So it's very important to also know, so that we become humble and take shelter. When we know our situation, it is natural to be little fearful and humble. Hare Krishna. Today also happens to be disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh. So in just few, just like how we heard in this purport about Prahlad Maharaj speaking about conditioned soul, how in contaminated state, what type of desires and attraction we have. So there are also examples what happens when the mind is very pure and is surrendered. So Vasudev Ghosh is one of them. So they were associates. They were means because they were three brothers. Vasudev Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh. Three brothers, they were associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means they were present 500 years ago. And also Lord Nityananda. So what type of associates they were? Not ordinary associates. Very special. They were known for their pure heart. Because of their pure heart, whatever they would express, it would cause ecstasy in people who are pure. They were known for their poetry, that is bhajans, and singing. They were very good singers. So Vasudev Ghosh and all, when they used to sing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityanand will go into ecstasy, dancing. They will sing and they will dance. This was Vasudev Ghosh. And also during the Rati Yatra, when devotees from Bengal would come to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 7 groups. So Vasudev Ghosh will be the leader of one group, where Vakreshwar Pandit will be dancing, different groups. It is said that in Krishna Leela, they are also Manjaris, the three brothers. The names are Kalavati, Rasullalasa and Gunatunga. The same people who were in Gaur Leela, in Krishna Leela, they are Gopi Manjaris. So what was their service? They would recite poetries written by Lalita Sakhi. So Lalita Sakhi will write expressions of her love and they would sing. They were assisting Lalita Sakhi. So this is in short about Vasudev Ghosh. For us, Vasudev Ghosh is important for, very famous for, two most bhajans we often sing. One of them is Yadi Gaur Na Ho To, right? If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not descended, what would have happened to us? We would have never known who is Radharani. We would have never known what is the relationship. Many people still who are Krishna bhaktas, devotees, bona fide, but still this is very confidential. They don't accept Radharani. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and revealed it. And there is one more bhajan, that is Jai Jai Jagannath. This is also was talking about is Jagannath ji is the same as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the same as Lord Ramachandra, is the same as Lord Krishna. So this is written by Vasudev Ghosh, and today happens to be his disappearance day, the month of Kartik. He brought end to his Leela here in this world and went back to his original state as Manjari, Gopi Manjari, in association of Radha, Krishna, Lalita, Vishakha. So one side our contaminated mind and another side very esoteric type of life of the saintly people. So inspiring, and also things of this world, how to become little detached by hearing philosophy like this. And that is by chanting mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Prabhu, do we take questions or we end? You can speak, I can hear.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol Prabhuji, thank you very much for a wonderful lecture. You said that some people come for they have their own motivation, so that come to they take up to devotional service. After that is fulfilled, they go away. So still that benefit is there eternally with them. I mean, there is possibility that in future they will resume that service.
Yes, Bhagavad Gita assures us Neha Abhikamo Nashosti. Pratyavayunavit. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. even whatever devotional service you have performed, that is eternal. Material activities, they are temporary. But whatever devotional things, but only because you have misused your independence, so that credit what is there, it is kept hidden somewhere. But then it takes time to again manifest. But no one should think like that. That little let me do now, then I will take a detour, and then anyway I have my investment, someday it will come up. That is very foolish thinking. Should not think like this. Yeah? We should think that how to make best use of this opportunity and take guidance. Yes. Yes, it is true that it is eternal. Otherwise, it will be an aparad also, just like the holy name. One of the aparad is, I'll do something, but then I'll continue my sinful activities. No doubt it is eternal, but then if you commit, it is eternal, but then you commit any sinful activities, you have to suffer for that act. That is there. You cannot escape from that. But then suffering, then one day, by Lord's mercy, that thing which was there, hidden, comes out, and then, okay. So why take like that path? You have to suffer. But the Lord says it is hidden. It's okay?
Yeah, Haribo, thank you. The other thing, Baba, I wanted to ask, it is there in the purport, or you said it, that... when we are disturbed and we are not peaceful, we can't do devotional service. It is not possible. But we have a lot of people, neophytes like me, you can say, who come in, and we are very disturbed. There are a lot of anxieties, there are a lot of stress. Hmm. But still, we somehow or the other do some service. So right. I just wanted to reconcile which of this two, like.
So that is also service, huh? But then like any disease, it takes time, no? It's not that immediately you take medicine, your symptoms of your disease goes off. But you are in the process of coming to that healthy condition. So you ask that patient that time, many patients, they look sick, but how are you? They say, I'm fine. Because he knows that he started taking medicine slowly. So Kali Yuga is the age of disturbance. That is why it is said that this century the number one killer disease will be stress. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So the all around what you see is just disturbance. People are very disturbed. So we cannot escape. We also become victim of that. So we also get affected by that. So we also become disturbed. But then what do we do? There is a very nice example given by, few days back I heard from Gaurang Prabhu. He's saying a ship can sink because of water, but that same ship is actually floating on the water. The water can sink the ship, but how is it that the ship is then floating? How is it? Prabhuji is saying because there is no hole for the water to come in. All around there is water, but the ship is still floating. Why? Because it's not allowing the water to come. What will happen if you allow the water to come inside? So you will sink. Same ship, same water. So similarly, we are also in the midst of lot of things which can pull us down. But then your wisdom is in how to prevent it from it entering it. Very difficult. So this is a place where you come and plug in all those holes which are left, so that when you go out, nothing affects you much. So this is how it is. Otherwise, yes, disturbance. But many times then we are disturbed, but when you come inside also we are disturbed because we are carrying that inside. But then you go through nice thing. Then when you go back, not much disturbed. But when you go out again, because still there are holes affecting us. So you become strong, then you can be in the worst place, but it will not affect you much. So the ship is a good example to think. Okay? So you did answer your question. Hare Krishna. Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.